With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I got a more important question for you, James, and it comes from you.
Yeah.
I just picked up my phone and saw this. Quote, you guys are tripping.
Uh-oh. Man, you guys are tripping.
What are we tripping on? Uh-oh.
You guys are tripping.
What are we tripping
on? I think
on?
I know where this is going.
How? How? Please explain to me how you can say that Murray isn't going to be an elite quarterback in this league.
Well, that's your question.
You know, and I bring that up because, you know, you say that there's a potential for him to be a bust. The NFL is a copycat league in general, mm-hmm, right? And so what you're seeing is a transition from your traditional offenses to now bringing more college-style offense and mismatch
elements of it,
the spread to the NFL. And then you also see hiring college coaches who have no experience in the NFL whatsoever to be head coaches in the NFL because of their production in college football. So I say that, and then I add this as well. Murray was Baker Mayfield's backup.
Right.
You know, he took over that team, that offense, that style of play, and learned from Baker Mayfield.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
People said the same things about Baker Mayfield. He's too short. He's a one-read guy. Mm-hmm. Is his arm strength truly that good? Is he that elusive? Is his running really going to benefit him in the NFL? You can't run away from defensive linemen and so forth. And that's all fine and well. But what did Baker Mayfield come and do when he got into the
league?
He
didn't do bad.
Most touchdown passes ever for a rookie.
He sat on the bench, let Tyrod Taylor do his thing. He sat and waited patiently for his opportunity and then came out and lit it up. And now he has a whole arsenal, so this year is going to be a whole nother thing. And so I say that to say, Tyler Murray has what it takes to be an elite quarterback because we've seen it from, you know, his – you know, I guess you could say mentor, whatever it may be.
The difference between Baker, though, and Kyler to me is, number one, I've seen Baker Mayfield succeed when he didn't have elite talent around him because he did it at Texas Tech that first year. He kind of did it in high school. Kyler, from every year except one when he's played football, he's had the elite talent around him. I just want to see Kyler Murray have success when the talent around him isn't elite, and also the intangibles, because there's been question about the intangibles, the leadership. I think Baker Mayfield, I don't think anyone can question Baker Mayfield as a leader, and I think he put Kyler Murray in a good situation to where the foundation was already laid out, and he basically just passed the torch to him. He said, here's 10 of 11 future NFL players for you. The foundation has been set. I've laid it out for you. And he made it easy to lead last year.
The one thing you cannot do is question his intangibles.
No.
His intangibles are strong, but he makes other points.
But then how often do you see it in the NFL where a starting quarterback goes down and the backup has the exact same skill and talent around him
fair.
Does jack with
it? Very fair.
So at some point, you got to show up and say, hey, I can take this thing and let it rip. And my point is, that, you know, Kyler Murray, he has the intangibles, yes, but it's the NFL. Everyone's elite. When he steps in that locker room, the team that he's going to, whether it's the Arizona Cardinals,
have you seen that O-line, James?
I mean, but even still, the fact of the matter is the talent level is only going to increase from college, is what I'm saying. And so,
no,
I think his success, as hardworking as he is and dedicated, and the other point is, the NFL loves dual athletes, guys that can play basketball.
He's definitely that.
Antonio Gates, guys that played basketball that stepped in and played in the NFL.
Did you play another sport?
I played lacrosse and basketball and all that.
Damn.
Yeah.
I see you.
Yeah. I was pretty good in lacrosse.
I see you. But they love dual athletes.
Lacrosse is legit, isn't it?
Yeah. But nonetheless, they love athletes in the NFL. And so,
well, I kind of land in between you guys, probably leaning a little more toward James. But what I told Landry was, I see where the questions would come up because they come up with guys like Kyler Murray all the time. They came up with Baker Mayfield. Now, he dispelled those rumors, but I could see where it is. I just, like I said, I trust Gerard. He knows, he's known that kid since eighth grade.
You should.
And I know what I've seen from Kyler Murray, but he is a little bitty guy. You know, it is.
Why you got to call him that?
Why you got to call him a little bitty guy?
He's like 5'11", 6 feet.
Hey, if I can call you little, you're little.
How tall is Baker Mayfield?
Six foot. One. Drew Brees is 6 foot.
Yeah, okay. So you're talking about who? What quarterback in the NFL that is 6'6", 6'5", and that's good?
Actually, 6'6", has less of a track record than
6'4". Brock?
Yeah.
Osweiler? That's
great.
What you want? You want someone who's tall? And
why, Brock? Why?
He's a legend.
Who's that big dude from Arizona State that never really panned out? Was supposed to be all that?
I think it was Brock Osweiler.
No. Previous to that. I'll think of it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, 713-572-4610.
This whole prototype quarterback doesn't exist.
Not anymore.
Ben Roethlisbergers aren't walking through the door anymore. It just isn't happening.
Hopefully it's not a bathroom door either. James ahead above in the building, Sports Radio 610. James is rocking the red tee right now. He's filling it up very nicely. Yeah. Did you do that for Tiger Woods Masters weekend? Am I just making a significant assumption there?
You know, I'll
race car. Hell?
I'll take that.
What is that?
I'll take that.
Hey,
I'll
represent Tiger too.
Yeah.
I'll represent Tiger all day.
Take that,
by the way, James, I was saying this the other day. Your workout videos are something special, bro. Usually people put out those workout videos.
Man.
I don't know how the hell you still do it.
I don't know how the hell you still do it.
You stay ready.
You got to keep, you got to keep one in the chamber, you know? So
you're like a little Caesar's pizza. Always ready.
My thing is I've done this for, 15, Habit. 20 years, just consistently grinding, working out in the gym. And so it's hard to turn that switch off. It's hard to just say, okay, hey, well, you're not playing anymore. It's been more of a mindset and a lifestyle than anything.
I was going to say this off air, but I'm going to say it on air because we got a lot of workout people that listen to us, and they might want this answer as well. So you do the bench press, I think it is with one big 45 plate on each one.
Yeah.
I was watching the video. And you lift it. And then you let your hands off of it. You set it down and release it and then do it again. You don't just pump.
No.
You lift it, completely let it off, get your hands off it, and do it again. Why is that?
I have this thing, like even when I played, that if I lift too much weight, I'll just blow up. I'll be, 245.
And yeah, me too.
I always had that issue when I played. Like they would want me to report at 215. And in the off season, halfway through, I'm at 225. And I'm like, how do I lose this weight? It's not happening. So my trainer's
but why do you take your hands off the bar?
Because it's all explosion. So you're working, you're explosive, like pushing guys off.
So you're like throwing it up.
Yeah. So you're throwing it up. So
You learn something every day.
Yeah.
I thought I knew just enough to be dangerous with
the Who's the videographer? Because we always talk about the Instagram photographer. Who's your photographer? You just pick
my trainer.
Yeah.
LJ Performance.
I didn't know
you
if
guys
you just,
gotta check him out.
You guys want to see some workout videos, man? James got it going.
Nah, seriously.
Yeah,
I'm usually,
no joke.
Nah, come work out with me. Anyone's welcome.
No,
hit me up.
Thank you.
Let's make it happen.
In the spirit of that, we got an idea for a segment at 12:40. We're actually going to talk about this with James ahead about what are the things that people brag most about on social media. 12:40, 713-572-4610. If you want to get in, Landry Locker, John Lopez. Super Bowl champ, 10-year NFL vet James Ahedebo, former safety in the NFL, is going to weigh in on this on the following topic next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.